Vyana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sad Dharma Sangstapako Lokanang Hitakarinau Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Matalika Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And they are all very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of, because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. The Nectar of Devotion, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Chapter 5, The Purity of Devotional Service. All of the previous instructions imparted by Srila Rupa Goswami in his broad statements can be summarized as follows. As long as one is materially inclined, or is desirous of merging into the spiritual effulgence, then one cannot enter into the realm of pure devotional service. So next, Rupa Goswami states that devotional service is transcendental to all material considerations, and that it is not limited to any particular country, class, society, or circumstance. As it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is transcendental and has no cause. Devotional service is executed without any hope for gain, and it also cannot be checked by any material circumstance. Devotional service is open for all without any distinction, and devotional service is the constitutional occupation of all living entities. During the Middle Ages, after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya's great associate, Lord Nityananda, a class of priestly persons claimed to be the descendants of Nityananda, calling themselves the Goswami caste. And they further claimed that the practice and spreading of devotional service belonged only to their particular class, which was known as Nityananda Vansha. In this way, they exercised their artificial power for some time, until Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the powerful acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, completely smashed their idea. There was a great hard struggle for some time, but it has turned out successfully, and it is now correctly and practically established that devotional service is not restricted to a particular class of men. Besides that, anyone who is engaged in devotional service is already at the status of being a high-class Brahmana. And so, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's struggle for this movement has thus come out successful. It is on the basis of his position that anyone can now become a Gaudiya Vaishnava from any part of the world or any part of the universe. Anyone who is a pure Vaishnava is situated transcendentally, and therefore the highest qualification of the material world, namely to be in the mode of goodness, has already been achieved by such a person. Our Krishna consciousness movement in the Western world is thus based on the above mentioned proposition of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. And on his authority, we are claiming members from all sections of the Western countries. The so-called Brahmanas claim that one who is not born into a Brahmana family cannot receive the sacred thread and cannot become a high-grade Vaishnava. But we do not accept such a theory because it is not supported by Rupa Goswami nor on the strength of the various scriptures. Srila Rupa Goswami specifically mentions herein that every man has the birthright to accept devotional service and to become Krishna conscious. Rupa Goswami has given many evidences from many scriptures, and he has especially quoted one passage from the Padma Purana, wherein the sage Vasistha tells King Dilipa, "O my dear king, everyone has the right to execute devotional service, just as everyone has the right to take early bath in the morning of the month of Magh, December and January." And there is more evidence in the Skanda Purana, in the Kashi Kanda, where it is stated, "In the country known as Mayuradvaja, even the low-class people, who are considered less than Shudras, are also initiated into the Vaishnava cult of devotional service. And when they are properly dressed with tilak on their bodies and beads in their hands and on their necks, they appear to be coming from Vaikuntha. In fact, they look so very beautiful that immediately they surpass the ordinary Brahmanas. Thus, a Vaishnava automatically becomes a Brahmana. This idea is also supported by Sanatan Goswami in his book, Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is the Vaishnava guide. And therein, he has clearly stated, "Yata kanchanatan yati kansyang rasa vidhanata tatha diksha vidhanena dvijitvang jayate nirnam." Any person who is properly initiated into the Vaishnava cult certainly becomes a Brahmana, as much as the metal known as kansa or bell metal is turned into gold by the mixture of mercury. A bona fide spiritual master, under the guidance of authorities, can turn anyone to the Vaishnava cult so that naturally one may become to the topmost position of becoming a Brahmana. However, Srila Rupa Goswami warns that if a person is properly initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, he or she should not think that simply by acceptance of such initiation, then one's business is finished. No, one still has to follow all the rules and regulations very carefully. If after accepting the spiritual master and being initiated, one does not follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, then he or she is once again fallen. So one must be very vigilant to remember that he or she is part and parcel of the transcendental body of Krishna, and that it is one's duty as part and parcel to give service to the whole, namely Krishna. If we do not render service to Krishna, then we once again fall down. In other words, simply becoming initiated does not elevate one to the position of a high-class brahmana. One also has to discharge the duties and follow the regulative principles very rigidly. Srila Rupa Goswami also says that if one is regularly discharging devotional service, then there will be no question of fall down. But even if circumstantially there is some fall down, the Vaishnava need have nothing to do with the process of prayaschitta or the ritualistic ceremony for purification. If someone falls down from the principles of devotional service, then he or she need not take to the prayaschitta performances for reformation. One simply has to execute the rules and regulations for discharging devotional service, and that alone is sufficient for one's reinstatement. This is the mystery of the Vaishnava or devotional cult. Practically, there are three processes for elevating one to the platform of spiritual consciousness. These processes are called karma, jnana, and bhakti. Ritualistic performances are in the field of karma. The speculative process is in the field of jnana. And one who has taken to bhakti, the devotional service of the Lord, need have nothing to do with such karma or jnana. It has already been explained that pure devotional service is without any tinge of karma or jnana. So bhakti should have no tinge of philosophical speculation or ritualistic performances. In this connection, Rupa Goswami gives evidence from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 21st chapter, verse 2, in which Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, Sve sve dikare ya nishta saguna parikirtitaha viparyayastu doshasyad ubhayor esha nishchayah. The distinction between qualification and disqualification may be made in this way. Persons who are already elevated in discharging devotional service will never again take shelter of the processes of fruitive activity or philosophical speculation. If one sticks to devotional service and is conducted by regulative principles given by the authorities and acharyas, that alone is the best qualification. This statement is supported in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 5th chapter, verse 17, wherein Sri Narada Muni advises his disciple Srila Vyasadeva, Kyatva sardarmang charanang bhujang harer bhajan napakvota pate tato yadi yatrakva vabhadram abud amushya king kovarta apto bhajatang sva dharmataha. Even if one does not execute his or her specific occupational duty, but instead immediately take shelter of the lotus feet of Hari or Krishna, there will be no fault on one's part, and in all circumstances, one's position is secure. For even if by some bad association, one falls down while executing devotional service, or if one does not finish the complete course of devotional service and untimely dies, still one is not at a loss. A person who is simply discharging his or her occupational duty within the system of varna and ashram, however, with no Krishna consciousness, practically does not gain the true benefit of human life. And so the purport is that all conditioned souls who are engaged very frantically in activities for sense gratification, without knowing that this process will never help them get out of material contamination, are thus awarded only with repeated births and deaths. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated by Lord Rishabhadev to his sons, Evang manakkarma vashang prayunte avidyayatmani upadiyamane pritirnayavan mai vasudeve namuchyate deha yogena tavat. Persons engaged in fruitive activities are repeatedly accepting birth and death, and until they develop a loving feeling for Vasudeva Krishna, there will be no question of getting out of the stringent laws of material nature. As such, any person who is very seriously engaged in his or her occupational duties within the varnas and ashrams, and who does not develop love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Krishna, should be understood to be simply spoiling his or her human form of life. This is also confirmed in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 11, verse 32, in which Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, Agyayaivam gunan doshan, mayadishtan api svakan, dharaman san yajya yaksarvan, mang bhajeta sa sattama. O my dear Uddhava, any person who takes shelter of me in complete surrender and thus follows my instructions, giving up all occupational duties, is to be considered the first-class man. So in this statement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is to be understood that people who are generally attracted to philanthropic, ethical, moral, altruistic, political, and social welfare activities may be considered nice men only within the calculation of the material world. But from Srimad Bhagavatam and other authentic Vedic scriptures, we further learn that if a person simply acts in Krishna consciousness and discharges devotional service, then he or she is considered to be far, far better situated than all those other persons engaged in philanthropic, ethical, moral, altruistic, and social welfare activities. The same thing is still more emphatically confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, 5th chapter, verse 41, in which Karabhajana Muni addresses Maharaj Nimi as follows, Devarshi Bhutapda Nirnang Pratrinang Nakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam gato mukundang parikritya kartam. My dear king, if someone gives up one's occupational duties as they are prescribed for the different varnas and ashrams, but takes complete shelter, surrendering oneself unto the lotus feet of the Lord, such a person is no more a debtor, nor has that person any obligation to perform the different kinds of activities we render the great sages, ancestors, living entities, family and society members. Nor has one any need to bother executing the five kinds of yajñas or sacrifices for becoming free from sinful contamination. For simply by discharging devotional service, one is freed from all kinds of obligations. The purport is that as soon as a man takes birth, immediately one is indebted to so many sources. One is indebted to the great sages because he profits by reading their authoritative scriptures and books. For example, we take advantage of the books written by Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva has left for us all the Vedas. Before Vyasadeva's writing, the Vedic literature was simply heard, and the disciples would learn the mantras quickly by hearing and not by reading. Later on, Vyasadeva thought it wise to write down the Vedas, because in this age, people are short-memoried and unable to remember all the instructions given by the spiritual master. Therefore, Vyasadeva has left all the Vedic knowledge in the form of books such as the Puranas, Vedanta, Mahabharata, and Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are many other sages like Shankara Acharya, Gautama Muni, and Narada Muni, to whom we are indebted because we take advantage of their knowledge. Similarly, we are also obliged to the forefathers because we take our birth in a particular family where we take all kinds of advantages and inherit property. Therefore, we are indebted to the forefathers and have to offer them pinda, prasad, after they are dead. Similarly, to the people in general, we are also indebted, as well as to our relatives, friends, and even animals such as cows and dogs, who render us so much service. So in this way, we are indebted to the demigods, to the forefathers, to the sages, to the animals, and to society in general. It is therefore our duty to repay them all by proper discharge of service. But by the one stroke of devotional service, if someone gives up all obligations and simply surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he or she is no longer a debtor nor obliged to any other source of benefit. Lord Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Give up all your occupations and just become surrendered unto me. I give you assurance that I shall give you protection from all sinful reactions. One may think that he or she is surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so one will not be able to perform all of one's other obligations. But the Lord says repeatedly, don't hesitate, Don't consider that because you are giving up all other engagements, that there will be some flaw in your life. Do not think like that, for I will give you all protection. So that is the assurance of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And there is additional evidence in the Agastya Samhita. As the regulative principles of scripture are not required by a liberated person, so the ritualistic principles indicated in the Vedic supplements are also not required for a person duly engaged in the service of Lord Ramachandra. In other words, the devotees of Lord Ramachandra or Krishna are already liberated persons and are not required to follow all the regulative principles mentioned in the ritualistic portions of the Vedic literature. Similarly, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter verse 42, Karabhajana Muni addresses King Nimi, Swapada Mulang Bajatak Priyasya Chaktanya Bhavasya Hari Paresha Vikarma Yachchotpati Tang Katanchid Dunoti Sarvang Hridisanni Vishta. My dear King, a person who has given up the worship of demigods, but who has completely concentrated one's energy in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has become very, very dear to the Lord. As such, if by chance or by mistake, he or she does something which is forbidden, there is no need for one to perform any purificatory ceremonies. Why? Because the Lord is situated within his or her heart. And so Krishna takes compassion for the devotee's accidental mistake and corrects him or her from within. And it is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita in many places that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, takes a special interest in his devotees and emphatically declares that nothing can cause his devotees to fall down because Krishna is always protecting them. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, our ever-loving well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.